Hello and welcome to In the Weeds. We're recording live from the Picky Weeds Esoteric Occult Boutique, located just south of Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, in beautiful South Abington Township. Picky Weeds is the largest and most diverse boutique of its kind in Northeast Pennsylvania, with an increasingly wide variety of items for many traditions.
In addition to items for sale, Picky Weeds hosts a wide variety of classes, events, and community-driven gatherings throughout the year. Picky Weeds is located at 105 Layton Road, South Abington Township, PA. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. More information can be found at www.pickyweeds.com. That's PICKEYWEEDZ.com or on our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. In the Weeds is the official podcast for Picky Weeds, where we strive to bring the community together with topics of interest, guest speakers, and informative discussions to benefit the entire community.
If you'd like to be a guest speaker, either live or remote call-in, please visit www.pickyweeds.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, find In the Weeds podcast guest application, click it, copy and paste the text into an email with your contact information, and send it to us at pickyweeds@gmail.com.
Now, let's get in the weeds.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Episode 11, Season 2. So, what are we going to talk about today, John? It's been a week. At the end of all the counting, then came all the orders, and they like to send them all in one damn day.
I think we had 14 boxes.
14 boxes, yeah.
At once.
It was insane.
And that's not all. There's more coming.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. I'm like, so we let everything, and I know you guys are thinking, why the hell did you do that? We let everything kind of run out so that when we're counting, we're not having to count all this extra stuff. And we're like, well, they're going to hold the orders. So we held the orders for about, what, 5 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, God. We were getting to baseline and stress and, oh, God. We're running out of the shit we need every day. Let's get it together, guys.
Tarot card shelf actually looks like a Picky Weeds tarot card shelf
again. Yeah, it was looking kind of sparse and poor and like a shelf in BAM or something. It's like
we try to keep between 100, 200, sometimes up to 300 decks in. So it was getting down to the low hundreds, which for us is really low.
Oh, it's crazy. And yeah. Of course, he buys two art decks, and he only buys one copy of each. And yeah. He knows these are artists that I like. And he did that on purpose because
enough.
He knows that there's only one deck on the shelf. I won't take one for myself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woman has a whole piano covered in tarot decks, table covered in tarot decks.
They're my art. I love my art. I can't afford the real thing.
How many of those decks do you actually use?
Two. Yeah. Two. And then I have two Oracle decks I use here. So, yeah.
Here. Not at home. In the collection table.
And then people are like, why don't you read for people? Because I make you cry. And I'm empathic, so that kind of ruins my fucking day, too. So I was like, no, we're not doing this anymore. Oh, my God. Compartmentalization in tarot, it's not a skill I have yet. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh. I'll tell you, this week has brought out some pet peeves.
What week hasn't brought out pet peeves for you, dear?
I claim the fifth. Oh, my God.
It's purgatory.
No. The pet peeves, the kid. That walked in 6 minutes to closing time, looked like he was, I don't know, he's on something.
You got demon stuff?
Yeah, and he's like, where's all the creepy stuff at?
John pointed at me.
And I'm like, it just walked through the fucking door. You're fucking creepy, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I want some satanic stuff. Well, I don't have time for this conversation. I'm trying to go home and sit on my couch.
It's 5 minutes to close. I've already been here almost 13 hours. Oh, Lord.
My God. Oh. You got any Ouija boards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to the kid, he bought a Ouija board. So, you know, it's like, whatever. But it's not meant to be creepy, guys. And this is one of my pet peeves. Like this morning, I'm watching stories about dogs and children seeing things in graveyards, and it's haunted tales with all the eerie, dun, spooky dun, music. Dun. It's not spooky. It's not creepy.
Clickbait.
Yeah. It's normal, everyday spirit activity. You die, you leave energy here, energy hangs out, kids and dogs can see it. boom, mystery solved.
Oh, I don't know. I'm definitely hunting some motherfuckers.
That's my job. This is a union job.
And it ain't gonna be globes and orbs and shit. No.
Blood running down the walls.
We're going full fucking medieval. I'm just saying. Some people
deserve it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you think you got ghosts in your house?
Oh, my God.
Issue 8, Henry Higgins. Issue 8.
Yeah, you heard the conversation yesterday where I try to be open and loving, and I try to see the good in everybody. I'm going back to my old days where I actually did cold reading as part of the profession. Yeah, I let that slip, and boy, did it screw me.
Yeah.
Don't let that slip. Everybody learn cold reading. It's watching physical cues for signs of deception.
She's taking the earrings off.
Yes.
The rings are staying on.
The rings are staying on. They hurt like a...
Those are fun.
Yeah. But the earrings are coming off.
Yeah.
I'm tying my hair back.
Hats on backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full Tar Heel mode engaged.
It's a Tar Heel, Earl. She's a Tar Heel.
We met some lovely people from North Carolina this
week. Oh, my God. They were great. A whole crowd of them.
It was awesome. I think it's 2 weeks in a row we had some Tar Heels.
Yes, it's amazing. I'm like, what are y'all doing up
y'all
here?
Y'all lost?
Welcome. More Tar Heels in the house. Woo! Maybe we get to some ass kicking now.
Well, in defense of Pennsylvania, the food's actually good here.
So, yeah.
Unlike Michigan, where I don't know how anyone is fat.
Where I get in trouble with the mob for insulting their coffee. Oh, I made John very nervous that day.
Oh, my God. I can't take her anywhere.
Oh, it's terrible. I used to be really bad, y'all. I mean, just,
used to?
If I was thinking it came out of my mouth.
Yeah,
and now
that's
I'm a little more reserved. Oh, please. You know that's not true, because you get on me about it. Where's my Tay? Yeah. Where's she at?
So I take this woman to a place in Mount Morris. It was called Second Helpings, which is like a down-home country homily type restaurant. You see a bunch of those little
run by
places
mom.
In Michigan. This one was well-known. It was might have been called Satrielli's.
Yes.
It was the place. You know, my dad was a cop in the area back then, and he ran in some circles.
Circles?
There was a bullet hole in the bathroom door of this place that my dad put there because they were, quote-unquote, target practicing. They preserved the door with the bullet hole, and so that was like a big thing to
That's
them.
A beautiful homage, though, I got to say. I love that.
Oh, my God. My dad was a nut.
Oh!
But, I take her and her brother in here, and you know, you give a Southerner a cup of coffee that you can see the bottom of the cup in.
Oh, we lose it.
Look. She said, the owner was the waitress, and my family had known this family for years and years and years, and everyone who knew who this family was. And she's like, hey, Johnny, and da-da-da-da, and then Tay goes, I'm sorry, man, but I ordered coffee. And she got this look on her face, like, and then she looked at me, and I'm like, I'm looking out the window, like, I don't know. On your own. And, she's like, I can go back there and, you know, show you how we make coffee in North Carolina. Because this ain't coffee,
I think,
honey.
I said I can show you how to make a proper cup of coffee.
This ain't coffee, honey. My God, I had to get her out of there.
John was squirreling in the seat. It was great.
I could hear the concrete mixer starting up in the background. I'm like, oh, let's get the fuck out of here. Do not piss these people off.
I'm too stupid to have any fear.
Oh, my God.
I have no flight response whatsoever.
I asked for coffee.
You gave me tea.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
This looks like some shit I'd get in England. Oh, my God. No, it's not even dark enough to be English tea.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's stained water.
So back to pet peeves.
What's pet peeve? Oh, yeah. Look, it triggered you.
Oh, I'm so fucking triggered. You know, if you're here at the Weeds all day and it's the end of your day and you're saying you're hungry and you were going to order food and someone gave you a half a pizza that was still left over and you loved it and said it was great, take the fucking box home.
Yeah. It still had pizza in it.
We came in the next day. There's pizza crust laying in the box, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
This is not a maid service, people. We've been here 13, 14 hours by the time you leave.
We don't have a janitorial department. That's all they do.
No, I am the janitorial department.
That's one of the many hats we wear. Like, I don't know. Maybe don't leave your dirty diaper in the trash can.
Yeah.
Take that shit with you.
And,
literally, take that shit with you.
Stop spraying whatever it is you spray under the seat of the toilet. Oh, my God.
I mean,
it's, I have to wear gloves to my shoulders.
Mile high cups in a tiny little trash can. Oh, I'm like, God. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. These are pet peeves. Because when you're tired.
You know, you're exhausted. Oh, I get to clean up after you, too. You don't mind the paper. You wash your hands. You throw the paper. That's normal. Sure. I pull the bag up, throw it in the trash. Big deal.
Yeah, and we're going to throw you guys a look at what we have to do just to open the weeds here this week. And it's like, we want you to know how much we do and how much we care about what we do every single day. So you'll get to see. You'll get
She's to trying
see
to change the subject. Don't leave food in your in our trash cans. Don't leave food in our store. Don't leave don't your leave poopy cups diapers.
On the don't leave cups on the taro shelves.
If you got dietary or problems going to the bathroom, take care of it before you spray the whole backside of our toilet. Not to be gross, but it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. Please check. If it's you just, think you might have, please check and wipe it off.
I know. This happens, right? Yeah. It's in the public and that happens. But we, you know, hell, we've had hippies come in that didn't realize it wasn't a compost. Hosting toilet and left us a nice surprise in there.
I mean, a full surprise.
Shut the lid, forgot the little shiny handle and what that does. You know, it's just common courtesy, people.
Oh, that was gross. And that was in the small store, so the whole store got snuck up, even over the scent of incense everywhere.
Oh, there's no incense in the world that can cover that. It's just disgusting.
It's like when Bella farts behind the counter and you can taste the air. Oh. Yeah. It's terrible.
It's just part of the joys of running a public store.
Yes.
It comes with the territory. I can hear all the, well, you have a story. You should expect that to happen. Well, should expect your mama raised you better.
Cleaning up the cigarette butts. I think my favorite one was the one that was right in front of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to smoke. I tore off the end of the burnt part, threw it in, stamped it out, threw it in the bushes, and put the butt in my pocket. My pockets did not smell good, but if there was no butt can,
but it's your trash,
and no trash can, then
you
that's what I did.
Took care of your trash.
I think we might need to put a butt can out there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just common courtesy shit.
And I don't even think that was one of our customers, because we hadn't had anybody yet. That's when I went out to do the door. I think it was some probably one of our White Walkers or.
Yeah, we have people that White think this private property that everybody on this hill pays rent for is their personal exercise area.
They look in our cars.
There's a walking trail that is open to the public right next to the store. Go walk. There's grades and hills and all kinds of stuff. It's a beautiful trail.
Yeah.
But no. I want to walk in your parking lot, walk down the middle of the fucking driveway, look in people's cars when I'm walking around. I'm like, what
and
the fuck is wrong with
you? And stare at the people who actually
you?
Pay rent, like, that you don't belong there.
Yeah, like, what are you doing here? Oh, I don't know.
I say things.
I pay the fucking rent. What are you doing, boomer?
Yeah. I'm like, you got a problem?
And they're all boomers.
Yeah. Yeah. No well, offense, most boomers, of them. Most of them. Most of them. Some of them aren't. Some of them are Karens.
They have a name. We call them White Walkers.
Yes.
You know, the zombies in Game of Thrones from the frozen north. And they're White Walkers. Those guys. So if you are one of those people, know that you have been named.
Also, to the teenagers who were huffing behind the building.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And we found all your whipped cream cans still full. We know what you were doing, and you're on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so you know, if you're listening, Sweet Pea, you're on camera. Don't make me call you parents.
Yep. Yep. There's cameras everywhere.
If you're going to huff behind the store, pick up the evidence and take it with you.
Just because you don't see them doesn't mean they're not there.
Yeah, they're there.
Just saying.
Some of us are sneaky and used to be in that business. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Pet peeves.
What are your pet peeves?
Where are all the creepy stuff at?
Maybe we're their pet peeves. Are we your pet peeves?
Yeah, Jonathan always bitching about shit. Well, motherfucker, I don't have a janitorial department to clean up after you. I think people get so used to being in like these big corporate department stores that have people for that.
Yeah, that they just
throw my trash out there. Fucking knock it off.
My pet peeve is the person that asks for the cup of tea, and I make the cup of tea, and they just leave it sitting there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I'm an herbalist, and waste really pisses me off. So to the last two people that did that, shame on you. Shame the fuck on you. That is such a waste of herbs. I even compost what I can't use.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just common courtesy. And I just drive through Clark Summit, you'll see a great example of a complete and utter lack of empathy.
Yeah. Oh my God. These people.
Motherfucker, you do not have right away turning left.
In front of oncoming traffic.
Without a protected left turn.
At the stoplight. It's just a green light. Yesterday, big ass truck. Everybody gets a green light. He decides that he's more important than everybody there and turns left in front of the traffic that just got the green light. You do not have right of way, and you probably need to take another driver's test.
I'm special.
Yes.
Fuck you.
No, this was that big truck. Yeah, the Beamer was another story altogether. Oh my God, I was actually hoping somebody would hit him. Oh my God,
it's exhausting. I mean, it's like to the point where I'm like, do I even want my motorcycle anymore?
Yeah, right. It's terrifying.
Because there ain't enough back roads in the world for these people.
Well, look at what happened to JR last year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary, man. They don't look. I'm in a big steel cage and bright fucking orange.
Yeah.
And they, whatever.
He went flying over the hood of her car. And her fucking concern was her plants.
I've seen people cut off cops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went, did you miss the bubblegum machine?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, my God. It's insane.
Don't try that shit in South Africa.
No.
You'll get something to take home with you.
Mm.
South Abington does not play.
I'm sorry, I have this cough back. I don't mean to be coughing in y'all's ear, but we're having Breathe Well tea today, so we're going to take care of that mess.
Yep.
Oh my goodness!
We got some new teas in too. We promise we'll stop bitching at some point.
There was watermelon cooler, which was absolutely amazing. We've been drinking that for 3 days, so it's time to switch to Breathe Well.
It tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
It does. It tastes just like Jolly Rancher watermelon. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy how they do this with tea.
I love it. And what's today's?
Breathe Well. So it has a really good mix of things like mullein and schisandra and all kinds of nice stuff in there to help you breathe better. Yeah.
What's that other one called? Deep Throat?
No. Throat therapy. But I literally think of Deep Throat every time I see the damn jar. Oh, my God.
It's really awkward. Would you like to try the tea of the day? What is it? Well, ma'am, it's throat therapy. No, really. That's what it says on the fucking thing.
Okay? I got some throat therapy for you. Oh, my God.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Oh, my God.
There's a shout-out for Jay.
Yes. Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Long story short, while we were building this place, if you know what I mean, was a running joke.
So still nobody is could a running
say
joke.
Anything without, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
It makes everything funny.
You put that at the end. Any sentence makes it funny.
Oh, my God. And we needed funny because the walls in here, wow. Yeah, no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And the outlets that weren't grounded.
Whoever built this place had one foot shorter than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Is every wall stud, I think, is a diagonal or something. Jay would measure it out, center line. Okay, got one here. Snap a line directly below it. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Move an inch or two to the left. Oh, there it is.
And John got juiced.
Oh, yeah. Jay named an outlet after me because none of the outlets here, well, most of them, some of them did not.
Some of them were grounded.
Most of them didn't have any ground connect.
Oh, my God.
So when we found the first one, we went through all of them and had to replace all of the outlets and wired them correctly. And one of them, when I took the cover off and the screwdriver got too close to the screw, I screamed like a bitch. Yeah. So Jay wrote on there, John Sparky outlet or something like that. So that's under the slat wall.
That's fucking hilarious. And there are pinnacles under the paint. And it was just like, oh my God.
This place is awarded 6 ways from Sunday.
Yeah. So. Oh my God. It's crazy. And so, guys, something I was saying this week to people talking about working magic and working wards, not about a year ago, I put war water on the door. And my Aunt Clara kicked in, and I wasn't really specific, and I said to the spirits, I was like, when they cross the war water, make them reveal their true selves to me. Worst thing I ever did to a door.
Hey, it worked.
It worked.
Monica's war water is the best in the business.
It is amazing. And Monica, we are out of war water. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It takes years for this stuff to be made properly, and hers is just...
immediate.
I don't even have words for it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Do not spill it in your purse.
No.
Gabby.
The paramedic spilled more water in her purse.
Had the worst shift
yes.
ever.
Yes. It was amazing.
I felt so bad.
I was like,
for
her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It was the little test files, Monica. It was one of those.
With a little wax seal. The wax seal popped off and chaos ensued.
Yes. It's crazy. So when you're asking for your awards, be extremely, extremely specific what you're awarding against and think it through. Think, do I really want to know what everybody's thinking? Do I really want to know who they really are? Or am I okay just seeing them from time to time and not really knowing? Because, yeah, you're okay not knowing.
Shit, our house is so crowded. It's like fucking, I don't know.
A concert.
It's like Ellis Island in the 20s or something. This is packed, shoulders high.
Oh, no. The poor dog and the poor bird. It's constant. Oh.
We had someone gift us a haunted crucifix.
Oh, yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah.
It's old crucifix. He wouldn't take it out of the box unless it was dark.
Yeah. I like her.
Giving him horrible dreams and just, you know. So, you know, he gives it to John and Tay. And what did John and Tay do?
We released her.
Yeah, she's sitting on our altar.
Yes. We released her.
Next to Pazuzu.
And she's happy. She doesn't. Yeah. She was causing bad nightmares and everything. But frankly, if you told me I was bound and I believed you and I was stuck in this box, you can't buy it. Guys, get real.
Yeah.
But if you'd have told me that and I believed it because of the times that I was raised in, yeah, I'd have probably been pretty pissed off and met some people too. You know, you're going to have this close to you? Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Let me screw with you. But she's happy now.
It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you give the proper respect, and chances are you'll get it back.
Chances are.
Not always. Sometimes, people and spirits can disappoint you.
Yes.
Speaking of disappointment.
Oh, my God. Here we go again. I'm trying to get off the subject. Go ahead. Go ahead. I was steering this boat.
So
I'm not steering this boat.
Many of you recall we had a meditation every Wednesday, and that person decided they needed a break or something.
We're not sure. We're not sure what happened, honestly.
But anyway, her business, not ours.
Yeah.
Whatever. And we know that a lot of people were, they look forward to that. That was
they relied on it.
A good thing for their week. You know, it's a nice midweek, blow off steam, let the hair down, and that kind of thing. So we have someone that is going to take up the reins.
Yes,
and has a guided meditation. Is going to start what next? Well, it's self guided.
Yeah, self guided meditation. So we're going to be using the actual audios.
Yeah.
And so but you're going to have people there to help you and kind of assist you. It's a meditation group. And you're going to watch out for one another. And they're going to go outside first and do what we call primal scream and let everything go. I tell people all the time, if you've known me for any time, I tell you to go out to the tree and scream. Or go out in your backyard and scream if you don't want to do it in public. So we're probably going to have to call the cops at South Abington and tell them, hey, on Wednesdays about 6 o'clock, you're going to hear a bunch of screaming.
God bless those pagans.
Ignore that. Because you're going to go out and let it go. Just let all the anger, all the frustration, all the grief go. And then come in, lay down, and relax to a self-guided meditation session.
Yeah, so Tina is going to be leading us.
Yes.
And those of you who have been to meditation will know Tina from those.
Yes.
And Tina is one of our longest and closest customers, friends that, over the
absolutely.
Years. Her and Tim have been absolutely amazing.
Incredible people.
And I can't say enough good things about both of them.
And they do the Sunday.
Yeah, they host the Sunday school every other Sunday where we play Cards Against Humanity. And if you haven't been to that, oh my God. So this goes along with our new mantra with events.
If it's not fun,
we ain't doing it.
That's right.
You know, so no more of the whatever the fuck that shit was before.
No.
It's good times. It's fun times. It's things that will bring a smile to your face, make you feel better,
release.
Blow off steam. That's what we're after.
Yep.
You know, because everybody's stressed the fuck out. Prices are through the fucking roof. Our government's a even bigger bushel of fucking morons than it's ever been. And, it's stressful. You know, we all have worked those jobs where you're in a toxic environment and you're dealing with drama and dumbass bosses and
micromanagers,
whatever,
we had that conversation.
Everybody
yesterday.
Just kinds of needs a safe place to go, and Tina is a long time practitioner. She knows her shit. Can't recommend her enough. And the whole idea, this was hers behind it, is that we're no longer going to focus on a person.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not going to be Tina's meditation hour. She doesn't want that. She doesn't want to be anybody's guru. And I love her for that.
Yeah,
she wants everybody to come together and do it together. So like one day they might have something they got to be at, or maybe one of them sick, or maybe whatever. So the meditation can go on with or without them. And that's the idea. You know, she'll get it rolling and talk about, you know, this is how we want to do this, and these are the tools we're going to use.
Yeah.
And then anybody that has attended the meditation will be able to help facilitate it.
Yeah.
It's a group thing.
Yeah.
Together, not focused on one person.
It's sustainable, and it's
teacher.
Free, and it's free range.
And I love that idea. That's amazing, because we're supposed to be helping each other.
Yes.
You know, and that's a perfect demonstration of community.
And how better than to take the mantle off the one person and put it on everyone?
Yeah, because that's a lot. Look, that's a lot to put on one person
it
to
is.
Feel that responsibility. I get it. It's a lot. It's overwhelming sometimes. Some weeks you just don't have it.
And to feel like they can't take a break, especially when their life is blowing up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And
their personal life is blowing up.
And, absolutely. Yeah. And everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
You know, so this way of doing things, I think, is beautiful, and it takes that pressure off, and everybody can look forward to at least an hour of Zen.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
joy and relaxation.
Blow the rage out. Go outside and just let it go. Come back in.
Meditate.
And recenter. Yeah. And, you know.
And then at the end, release everything that's not helping you.
This is free.
Yeah.
There's no cost. It's just like Sunday school that Tim and Tina do. There is
no cost. Yeah.
It's not even donations based.
Yeah.
It is
no cost.
Come be a part of the community and meet new friends and feel not so alone. That's the point.
Yes.
You know,
we meet so many people that don't have anybody.
Yeah.
And people that have just been through massive breakups, you know who you are, and need to be with people of like mind, because they're just, work is the only thing keeping them alive right now and sustaining them and bringing them any joy whatsoever. And when they're home, it's just, you know, that hellscape of memories.
Oh, God.
So that's why we're doing this stuff. We want you to have a place that you can come and just zen out. And that having been said, I want you to come if you need that zen, and if you need to just sit in that dark event space and take some time to yourself, I'll throw a pillow in there.
Yeah.
And you can take that. I have this big, huge, cushy floor pillow that I will throw in there for you. Don't feel ashamed to ask. No questions will be asked. You don't have to talk to us about it if you don't want to talk at all, and you just want 5 minutes in that space, darkness, quiet, alone.
I think I need to go there right now.
Yeah, I think I do too. And that having been said, I want to say something that's not going to be very popular in popular contexts right now. And I know a lot of people that paid their $49.95 for their healer certifications on Google or on Udemy or whatever are not going to want to hear this. And it's probably going to get me a little hate. I don't care.
Get in line.
And so, in the past year, having seen so many unhealed healers hurting people and then just uprooting and running and leaving people kind of hanging there in that mid-state of trauma, you know the danger of that is suicide.
Yeah.
Do you know the danger of that is loss of everything dear to those people?
Yep.
It's also the danger of, you know, active shooters. So,
or just plain old fucking depression.
Yeah.
Spiraling. I mean, because you have one thing that kept you there and you just got yanked away.
Yeah.
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 It's awful. I get that.
So it used to be that the healer was a very rare individual.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked in tribal societies, they lived way out on the edges of the reservation, sometimes feared, mostly revered, but, you know, people were still aloof and a little nervous about them. But the medicine person was always alone with their thoughts and with their ancestors, and they were firmly grounded and rooted in hearing their own voice. And everybody thinks it's the coolest, chic, most in thing now, an aesthetic thing to say, oh, I'm a healer. You're unhealed. How are you a healer? The reason I don't do healings and I do herbal medicine is because I have a lot of unresolved issues. And I know that energy.
Really?
Yo, no. You didn't know?
You're not like me, perfectly healed?
Jackass. Yeah, sure. But no, that's the reason I don't do it. It's not that I can't do it. It's that I won't do it because of a little thing called energy transference. And people in martial arts know this axiom as well, because that is what chi is when you're striking somebody with that full burst of energy. So when you're healing somebody, you can't help but let your energy bleed over into them. That's the whole purpose, is you're feeding them energy. If you're feeding them toxic, stagnant, trauma-filled energy, you're feeling better at the end of the session.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what you just left that patient with?
Yep.
Yeah, so we need to stop this and reassess. And healers need to realize, if you're going to keep a safe and healthy clientele, that there are going to be times that you need to be able to tell your clientele, no, I can't serve you right now. I'm sorry, I know we had an appointment, but I'm not in the right space energetically. I'm not in the right space spiritually or mentally, and I need to step away.
It's the responsible thing to do.
It is the responsible thing to
do. Otherwise, it's just selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they may feel an obligation because they committed to it. And yeah. I get that.
I get that.
But do the responsible thing and say, look, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. And there's no hard feelings. I don't know, maybe tell the people that are hosting you before you post it.
Might be a good plan. Because then they get worried about you that you're going to commit suicide and freak out.
You know, that might be good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good form. Mm-hmm. You know, not just leave the people that are hosting you in the lurch.
Because some of us actually love you. And when you do things like that, the first thing we think is, what did we do wrong?
Yeah.
And so you hurt us too.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if you realize that, but you did. Yeah. And so the first thing that I thought was, wait, did I say something Thursday? Was I all colored? And, you know, and I went through the whole day Thursday and I thought, but wait, we said I love you when you left.
Mm-hmm.
And you said I love you more.
People throw that around all the time.
Yeah. That I love you.
Yeah. It loses its meaning.
Yeah.
You know, and it still means something to me.
And if you really meant it.
Yeah.
You'd be talking to me right now.
Yeah.
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 But a lot of people in a position, their ego takes over. And we talked about ego in the last episode. And that is the biggest enemy.
Yeah.
And it turns into narcissism.
It really does.
It turns into all kinds of, you know, dark wells to go down into. And it's poison.
If you're truly going to be hollow boned, be hollow boned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And which means the energy doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the universe and flows through you. It flows through everybody, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing how to use it, knowing when to use it and when not to use it.
I can't get special powers?
No, you can't. There's no such fucking thing, Harry Potter.
No.
Stay over there on your film reel.
I told Tim yesterday I was going to get one of those because, you know, people are always picking up the handmade wands and doing the little Harry Potter. I said, you know, you remember that one you saw on TikTok a while ago that you put the little flame paper in, and when you flick the wand, it shoots the fire out the wand.
I love that.
I'm totally gonna hide one in the wands.
I need it the next
time one of these teenagers comes in, look at Harry Potter wand, and they go, and then the fucking flame shoots out of it.
I'm just gonna
watch the pee puddle. Of course, that's one more fucking thing we have to clean up.
Yes, I did it. No, I don't want to clean up pee. I clean up enough of that in the bathroom.
Here's the mop, you disgusting bitch.
Oh my god. But getting down to it, guys, that used to be the realm of the very sacred. There was only maybe one person in a tribe, if you were lucky to, that, you know, was solid enough in their self and firm enough in their self-reliance that they didn't need the tribe and they could go out and become part of nature and learn from nature and then heal people when they needed it. It's a very rare individual. It is not something to be toyed with. And I don't do it because I know better, because I know that I will hurt somebody. I hurt people reading tarot cards.
Hey, Clara.
I hurt people sometimes just speaking truth.
Mm.
And it's not even intended to be hurtful.
Mm-mm.
And I get taken wrong a lot. But if I lean in and I'm trying to convey something to you, it's out of a sense of, you know, justice and out of a sense of caring. I'm truly caring. It's not meant or intended to be insulting.
Mm-mm.
And if you think I'm trying to insult you, hey, say, bitch, are you trying to insult me?
Oh, trust me. Someone's been married to this woman for 28 years. If she wants to hurt your feelings, trust me. She can hurt your feelings.
Oh, my God. I'm very Southern. So one guy, I couldn't cuss where I worked. And you couldn't use curse words. And you had to be careful of your language. And everything had to be on brand. And so he was there in the store. And he was a real asshole. And when he got ready to leave, I said to this guy, I said, I hope your mama runs out from under the bed and bites you on the leg. And he drove a good few miles down the road, turned around and came back, burst through the door and said, you called me a son of a bitch. And I went, no, sir. No such words ever left my mouth.
Little Southern girl, I wouldn't do nobody no harm.
My manager, Ed, was dying. He had to go in the door in the back. He had to leave from behind the counter, and I could hear the jackass behind the door giggling his ass off.
Don't fuck with a Southern woman ever. Tina's nodding her head right now. Don't fuck with a Southern woman ever.
Oh my goodness, precious. Ever. Oh my ever. God.
Oh, sweet and genteel. They're so nice down there. No, they're not.
We're assholes. I'm sorry. You don't know us.
The level of sarcasm in the South, it reaches epic proportions. Yes,
when we satire you, we really know how to satire you. And we'll do it set to bluegrass music.
Look, these women in the South have been putting up with Southern men and their fucking ridiculous notions for fucking generations.
Oh.
They have ways to hurt your feelings that haven't even been written yet.
Oh, do dominate me, sir. Oh, please.
No, ain't you cute? Bless your heart. Good God.
I know you'd like to try. I'll let you try, Sugar Bridges.
I mean, and look, some of the men have it too, like them old heads down there.
I love them.
Listen to me. I said, them old heads. We start talking about North Carolina and all that shit comes right back.
It really does, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of North Carolina. Permanent speech impediment now. I hate that the guy that ran Mountain Gardens died last year.
Oh, God, he was amazing.
Oh, let me look this up. Okay, so if you guys haven't seen this, he has a whole YouTube. He was an herbalist. And realizing this morning and watching some of the videos about him, he was growing Jalgalon, which is one of my all-time favorite teas.
It's delicious.
I didn't know how much me and this guy had in common. I remember Mom went there when I was little. It's in Yancey County in North Carolina. It's just the most amazing place. But he was doing this the right way because he would let people live there for free. They worked on the land. He taught them about herbs and herbalism, and he taught them about growing botany, anthropology.
Brilliant.
He was just amazing. Joe was amazing. So
he's a hillbilly scientist.
Oh my God. And it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. It literally is. And he died back in November, and I just found out this morning. So I'm kind of like behind the times and heartbroken. But Mountain Gardens, and it's in Burnsville, which is Yancey County, North Carolina, which is near Mount Mitchell, which is the highest peak on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And just if you get a chance, check them out on Facebook, check them out on YouTube. You will not be sorry, because Joe Hollis was a fountain of knowledge. He was just incredible.
That whole area down there is just absolutely breathtaking. I mean, you round every corner, it's like a photograph from an art magazine.
It's just stunningly
beautiful.
I just so love it.
There are some communities there, though. You don't get out of the car.
No. Those are the ones that are back up in the mountains. They weren't even looking
at the women folk. They was looking at the men.
Yeah, honey.
You sure got a pretty... I'm like, Jesus Christ, I hear banjos.
Mm-hmm. There are some places still like that up there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any power, any running water. Hats off to them. You talk about wanting to be sustainable, they laugh at you. They've been sustainable for centuries.
They've been doing it forever. They ain't worried about a thing. Mm-mm. They ain't watched a news broadcast ever.
Oh, hell no.
Don't care to.
There are still beautiful potbelly stoves and old wood cook stoves, and it's just the most incredible place.
Something to be said for living like that.
Yeah.
Living off the land, living with the land,
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with the land.
Yes.
You know, and you want to talk about holistic.
You got whole cultures of that in China that do that. Centenarians. It's amazing. That live, no power, you know, no internet, no nothing. And they live to be 100 years old or older.
Yeah.
Because they've learned to live in harmony, and they've learned to eat what nature provides.
There's no chemical pesticides. Yeah. There's none of that shit.
Yeah.
No 15-letter chemical on the back of their food products. No, they grew that shit.
I was yesterday years old when I found out they put antibiotics in a certain American's favorite cheese products.
It's disgusting what they're doing, and they get away with it. But you can't talk about an herb.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to say... You need to consult your physician and da 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 da.
They're just jealous, Okay.
They're throwing pills left and right. They have side effects from hell. Then you got to take another pill for the side effects. And then, oh, that one has side effects too. And oh, da, da, da. And it's just.
And here's the reason. I explained this one day this week, and we always like to talk about people that we talk to during the week, that they take one little molecule out of an herb and they synthesize that out. And that for its power, whatever it is, whatever its efficacy is, just that one little molecule. Well, an herb comes with a full group of supports. There's all kinds of biological processes going on in that herb that makes it more amenable to ingestion for the body, because the body takes that synthesized herb, or that synthesized now medicine that doesn't even look anything like an herb anymore, but it came from an herb, and takes it in and sees it as a foreign agent. It sees it as a foreign body. And so, yeah, it works for a minute, but then it causes all these random-ass side effects that you end up having to take another pharmaceutical for to combat the side effects. Pretty soon, you're on a cocktail of daily pills. And
that's
daily
the plan,
pills.
Right? Yeah. That's the plan, get you on the cocktail, so you're spending money on the pharmaceutical shit. And look, some pharmaceuticals are needed.
Yeah.
Some people need it, okay? I get it.
Until you can get to a basis,
you know,
a baseline. I mean, honestly, the reason that it's needed is if it's emergency care, you really need it to get the blood pressure down now, because herbs, while they will do it and they will bring the pressure down and they will bring the triglycerides down and they will bring the cholesterol down, they take longer than some of these synthesized medicines.
Build up.
But the side effects are less with the herbs. So if you can do it and start a help from a healthy basis and help keep the body regulated and not have to worry about ever needing synthetics, you're great. And then if you can do it in cooperation with, partnership with herbs, and then kind of wean off the pharmaceutical, then you're good. But if you're in an emergency situation, you need those pharmaceuticals.
You know, I think that I still think the best approach is a balanced approach, and so does my doctor.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Emily is like, Emily Garris, NEPA Community Health Center, best place in NEPA for healthcare.
Yeah.
There's another plug.
Yes, we love her so much.
They're that good. And, you know.
And if y'all are listening, love y'all.
They listen. They sit with you. They talk with you, you know, like a human.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And, but their approach is the same, right? She's like, all about it. So, like, my regimen right now, remember back in August, I was having horrible gastric pain and it was pushing on my heart and it was pushing my blood pressure up. I was 218 over 183.
Yeah.
When they measured it at the clinic.
Stroke level.
And they're like, you need to go in an ambulance. Oh, fuck off. And
I'll walk it off kind of guy. Drives me crazy.
Rub some fucking dirt on it and keep moving.
Yeah, this man scares me.
But so it was diet. It was diet.
It was diet.
Because at the time we were eating like shit. You know, we've been through this story before. But I went on a shake, and it's the shake with veg, and, you know, it's a handful of spinach, handful of strawberries, a couple bananas.
Yeah.
Some whole Greek yogurt, PB2, and the powder. And we have that for breakfast and lunch, and then pasta with veggie at lunch. Breakfast and dinner, and we have pasta and veggie with lunch.
Yeah.
And if we snack, it's like cottage cheese or something light.
Yeah.
You know, something good for your gut. But the gut biome was what was my downfall.
Yeah.
It was years of eating like shit.
So now we drink a lot of kefir.
I balance that with Lazartan, which is a blood pressure med.
Yeah.
And it works for me. May not work for everybody, but works for me.
And Punctravine.
And Punctravine, because I'm an old man and...
Well, Punctravine also is extremely blood pressure lowering. You saw it turn me gray because I have notorious low blood pressure.
You have to start really, really slow with that. I as high as mine was with Lazartan, I take half a teaspoon of it with my smoothie in the morning and I'm fine. Blood pressure is like 118 over whatever the fuck. I don't even remember.
It's amazing.
But it's like no stress. I was getting like back when it was happening, my head was wet. Feeling.
Yeah.
I get dizzy spells and your ears fluttering and that's probably not good.
And you would flush. Blinky lights.
But
the whole panel lit up.
But working with my doctor, fixed that.
Yes.
And I think that's everybody's plan. It needs to be work with your physician. Don't just abandon them.
Yeah.
Find one that actually gives a shit about you at NEPA Community Health Center.
Yeah. Community Health Center in Clifford.
And they have several locations. and I can't speak for the other physicians they have there, but Emily is Oh my God.
Amazing. And I want to make a mention here that they are not just medical. They have a dental facility on site and a vision center
and
on site.
And sliding scale.
And it's sliding scale. Yep. So it's based on your income. So,
and they're not paying us a dime to say this. This is not a paid advertisement. This is...
God, we're in love.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. Find a physician that gives a shit about their patients. And there are more. Yeah. I'm sure. I haven't found one yet. But I'm sure there are more.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. They're find out one there. That cares, that is open to herbal supplements or whatever you need, and that two-pronged approach where you're using minimal pharmaceuticals, in my case, it may not be yours, but in my case, minimal pharmaceuticals. I need the Lazartan. The herbs weren't quite enough for mine. I have severe high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So with the Lazartan and with the herbs, it in the diet change, it fixed it.
Yeah, and we really researched to an nth degree what herbs you can use with it, too. And please do that.
Yeah,
please
work with your doctor. Find a doctor that actually, especially if you could find a naturopath. And there are some naturopaths in the area.
Yes, amazing ones.
And, you know, these are...
Heritage Health and Wellness.
Licensed physicians. Yeah. They're licensed physicians or licensed to prescribe. An herbalist cannot prescribe. Okay, so you have to find someone who is board certified, licensed in the state of Pennsylvania to be a medical professional,
like a naturopath,
and that's the best approach.
Yeah,
I think the two-pronged approach to healthcare. Well, it's really three because nutrition is the biggest one.
Yeah,
you know, diet is the biggest one. You are what you eat, and if you're eating shit, like you can't. If you go to eat out, you don't know what the hell's in it.
Oh my God, it's awful.
If you shop in the prepackaged foods in the store, read the back. And there's some stuff they don't even put on there because they don't have to. Thank you, U.S. government.
They're not required to,
You know, and...
Well, the U.S. government is kind of in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, so it would behoove them not to put the shit on the packaging so that
really
they can keep
scary.
You coming for the drugs. But, you know...
As an end consumer, and you want to be healthy and live a long life, you know, and the deck is stacked against you.
I want to say, we're saying this, but I know a lot of physicians, they didn't go into this position of being a doctor to the people because they wanted to hurt people. They went in because they wanted to heal and help people. They get caught in the gears of the system and they get ground into dust by the medical systems, like the big behemoth hospital systems and the pharmaceutical industry. And they get caught in the wheels of that. And they get told how much time they can take with you. Insurance will only pay them 15 minutes to have a consult with you. You can't learn enough about a person in 15 minutes to do a proper consult.
No.
But they only pay that. And then the hospital networks they work for is like, you better not spend more time than that.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting paid
because
for
it's
it.
It's a business.
And that's on you.
It's a corporate entity. It's a business, time is money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you need to find someone that prioritizes care.
Mm-hmm. But most of the doctors I know didn't go into it.
No,
they thought
God,
they were going to heal people.
Yeah,
they really,
absolutely.
Really did.
You
took
some
the Hippocratic Oath seriously.
Some that just wanted the paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But that I don't think it even started out that way for most people. I mean, you have some legacy kids that have gone into it because their parents were doctors, and they're like, you're going to have to go to Yale Medical School, you're going to have to go to Harvard, you know, whatever.
Well, look at the people in, like, the paramedic. We have friends that are paramedics and firefighters. They didn't sign up for, you know, any other reason than to be of assistance, to help, to do good. Yeah.
It's not glamorous, folks. I know it looks like it when you watch 911 on TV or you watch one of those shows. It's not glamorous, and they're getting put through the grinder, and they're getting overworked and underpaid.
Oh, yeah, and underappreciated.
Yes, oh, my God, it's insane.
You know, I have nothing but respect for any emergency worker that runs towards danger.
Yeah.
You know,
the people you're trying to save will often fight you too.
Yeah,
and they'll often hurt you. I'm not, I've had a lot of friends that got hurt in that line of work.
Yeah, we love our paramedics and our firefighters, and you know, around here it's you know, sometimes our parking lot looks like an accident.
It does. It creeps people out.
One time at the old store, there were six ambulances in the parking lot. I looked like, oh shit, what's going on at the weeds?
Yeah, we took a photo camera, and it was nothing but EMS uniforms. It was like, that was hilarious.
And then something will pop off, and be like, shit.
Gotta
go. They gotta go. They're out the door.
And I saw you drive up Thursday. I saw you drive up. And I saw you get almost to the door, and then your stuff went off, and you got a call, and I heard you have to run back to the truck and jump in and go. And I'm
because
like,
because for them, duty is everything.
I felt so bad for you.
You know, it's part of the job. It's what they are. Mm-hmm. Duty, you know?
Yeah.
Not the duty in the baby diaper that you leave in the bathroom for us to
just
clean up.
Absolute duty.
Duty.
Duty. D-U-T-I.
You know,
not,
like,
not D-O-O.
you can watch the dedication, you know, and it's everything's like a normal person until that radio call goes out and they're like, they go into mode, you know, and that's awesome. Those are the people coming to save you.
Yes.
You know, what was it? Somebody told me at the bank the other day, she was talking about one of the bank guys is also a firefighter. He's the guy that we talked to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though he's got a very high paying job, could sit on his ass or sit on the golf course or whatever. No. Yeah. You know what he does in his free time? He goes and saves lives.
Yeah.
You know, and she had said something. They were in a meeting, a morning meeting, and he had mentioned, well, time to go do my fun job now. And she's like, what's your fun job? He says, I'm a firefighter. Oh. And she said, she told him, she goes, thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I really appreciate what you do. And he's like, no problem. Yeah, it's just part of it. You know, I blew it off and he left. And because they are some of the most humble people.
Yeah.
And I mean, and he left. And then one of the other bank executives turned to her and said, what did you thank him for?
Oh, and you she's like, jackass.
How do you not get what I'm thanking him
for? When your house is on fire, you'll figure it out.
He's one of the people that runs towards danger. He's the one that's going to get you out and get your loved ones safe.
Yeah.
Or your neighbors or your family member or your friends or maybe just the guy across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying thank you because he's working a thankless job.
Yeah.
Putting himself in danger every day when he doesn't have to. He's not doing it for the money. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
He's doing it because he gives a shit.
And how many have we lost in the line of duty?
Yeah.
You know, the house blows up. They're in it.
Look.
The building collapses. They're in it.
I got nothing but respect for firefighters and EMS paramedics. I worked at a police department. And we got there first for a house fire once. I think I told the story before, but whatever. I'm telling it again. Ah! And we were like a block away in the cruiser, and the call went out. You hear the fire department responding, and we were there first. Mm-hmm. So we tried to get in to see if anybody was in the house. We could get them out. And my partner turns to me and says, kick the door in. I'm like, all right, I can do that. Kick the fucking door in. And I'm telling you what, it was like something out of a movie. The whole ceiling, it wasn't like a roaring fire. It was like licking flames all the way across the rafters of this, the ceiling of this room.
It's breathing.
And it was a big room.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was just, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm done. This ain't for me, boo.
I can handle getting shot at, yelled, spit on, beat up, whatever. But
this is not the kind of hot stuff you told me we were going to do today.
Fucking with that elemental in there.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, I got traffic. And of course, you know, by that time there were like four fire engines, ladder truck, everything was there. EMS was there. There's hoses everywhere. And a lady pulls up in her car. I stopped her. She's like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
I looked down at the fire hoses, the four fire trucks. I looked back at her. I think it's a fire. Oh. I said, you need to turn around, ma'am. You can't go through here. And please don't run over that hose.
Yeah.
You're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. No.
Why are you driving?
That's terrifying. It's more terrifying than a fire. Oh, my God.
Well, but, yeah. So, anyway, to just kind of recap.
Yep.
Don't leave your dirty diapers in our trash can. Don't leave pizza boxes after someone was kind enough to give you pizza and for them to clean up the next day.
And what the hell was on the counter?
Don't ask me what kind of creepy shit we got.
Oh.
And you're the fucking creepy shit, dude.
And I'm the demon in the building if you're looking for demons. Where's all your demon stuff at? Right here.
Channel me a spirit. But we're really excited about Tina and what she's wanting to do. I love the concept, and I love the fact that it involves everyone and empowers everyone. So if that sounds like something you're interested, it's going to be happening the same time and date that the previous meditation was
every
happening.
Every Wednesday, 6 to 7.
Wednesday, 6 to 7.
Starting
it's free
in
of charge. It's called Lounging with Lucy.
Yep.
Which is hilarious.
Yes.
It's great. And so if you're looking for somewhere to blow off some steam, somewhere to meet new people and have fun without a financial commitment.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Come on.
And then Sunday school. Oh my God. We're getting more and more and more people coming to that. And it's fantastic. We have Amber from Deep Roots Hard Cider. Sometimes she brings little
samples and sells some cider.
Yes, bless her. She is awesome for that. And it's just a fun time with a fun group of people. And I just love that. That is my favorite part of this store, is hearing laughter and conversations.
Oh my God, it's a blast.
People meeting new people. That makes all the counting of stones, which you thought was fucking hilarious to videotape me.
Yes.
And that was just the beginning.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He had black kyanite embedded under his nails, and so did I.
They're like fucking needles, man.
Yeah, and they get stuck in there, and man, it was painful.
But the restocking has begun. This is our biggest restock ever. I don't think we've ever had this much stuff coming in.
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff we've never had before, some statues we've never had before. We're still waiting on FedEx to figure out GPS and get
box
us the last.
Box one, the master box is missing
the
out
last
of
the statue box. So we have even more statues. They're just not here yet because they can't count to four.
Yeah.
There's one, two, three. I said, where's the fourth one? Oh, I don't know. What, isn't that your fucking job, dude?
Yeah. And why wouldn't you put them all on the same truck?
2 days later, we still don't have it.
Yeah.
So whenever it decides to, you know, grace us with their presence.
I despise FedEx.
Deliver their shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Have mercy. I ship with UPS every chance I get.
Yeah, because, well, there ain't no better half the time.
But. Yeah, they are. They're
locally, but I've heard horror stories about them too. It's just, dude, seriously, pick the box up, put on truck, drive truck to place. Make sure it's the right place. Have you seen the Clark Summit community page? Yeah, aside from all the Karens.
Oh my God, it's insane.
So there every day. Has anyone seen my package?
It's on somebody else's porch. Because
they take a picture of it that they delivered it, and it's to the wrong place. I mean, it's at least a dozen.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks.
Somebody ordered Aldi the other day.
I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Yeah. You know?
And it went somewhere else.
How do you... Look, I get it. It's a tough job.
Yeah.
I get it.
Driving in this traffic will make you crazy.
It's a lot of heavy lifting, and the truck is cold or hot, depending on the season, and this is a lot of hard work. But let's break it down. Pick up box, drive box to address, set box down, leave, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
Really?
We had one guy standing in front of our door going, well, you're not open on Sundays. It was a Sunday, and the hours are right on the door in like 5-6 inch block letters. Yeah, and he was standing right beside
y'all
it.
Closed on Sundays, right? No, motherfucker, it's a witch store. Why the fuck would we be closed on Sunday? And look where your arm is. Can you read that? Oh, I just assumed. I said, then there we have the problem.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, I'll stop bitching eventually.
And I want to say one thing before I leave. I've had some questions on goetic practice lately. I am reading Jake Stratton Kent's Geosophia.
I love him so much.
I just adore this man. I'm so upset that he died on us. And he's just an amazing fount of knowledge. And I can tell this man really, really thought this stuff through. And really, really practiced. And was vigilant about getting the truth out there and smacking the mouths of those that were full of shit. He is amazing. It is an incredibly good read.
He's the Morgan Daimler of the Guisha.
Yeah, he is. This damn ceremonialist, like mucking everything up with their Christianity. He is very, very, very good read.
Fabulous writer. Everything he did is absolute gold and to be treasured.
Yes. I can't wait to read the grimoire.
Oh, yeah. The true grimoire. I got to get some more of those in.
Yeah.
You know, they're expensive because we have to bring them over from overseas.
Geosophia is 2 volumes, but man, it reads like a conversation.
Yeah.
It's freaking phenomenal. And he takes excerpts from the old text and breaks them down and goes, this is what they were talking about. This is what it, you know, where they went wrong. This is what you really should know, you know. And he's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. He don't spare anybody's feelings either.
Yeah.
You got to love this guy. And he's incredible. He was incredible.
I want to get more of that quality book in, but I have to find people that are actually wanting it. People overlook the books on those top shelves in the ceremonial room because they're like, well, it's above my... No. Read them.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We lower the prices on them drastically.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get them in the hands of seekers.
Yeah.
You know, and
these are rare. Like, there's only so many copies they printed.
Some of them. But I try to get the paperbacks if I can because they're more affordable and they're not rare.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Some of them are still limited print.
And I think Jake only bound in paperback just for that reason.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, no.
I don't think... He didn't want it done, though.
No, but yeah. They do it anyway.
Yeah, they do it anyway. He didn't want it
there, done. There are some premier editions that are printed on vellum or printed in high-end leather.
Oh, yeah.
Handmade paper.
I don't know if he would have agreed with that.
He didn't. He was a champion of doing.
Yes.
It was absolutely. Not a champion of talking about it.
Yeah.
He was a champion of doing it.
He was an incredible
you
person.
Know, he would say that, you know, he wanted to see his book dog-eared, notes in it.
Yes.
Little stick notes sticking out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, writing your own notes in it. That was his idea of what he wanted his yes. books to be. He wanted yeah. them to be used and read, really read and used.
And I am.
And I am. You know, not some pristine princess book that stays in a case.
Days you know, off, I'm going to be pretty. Spending some time with Jake. I hope you know that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm spending time with another man.
I miss him so much.
Yeah.
Incredible. One of the finest writers on the occult.
Oh my God.
In recent days. I mean,
such a giant
and a true academic, a true intelligence, but he can take a complicated subject and explain it simply.
And was he, he writes academically.
Yeah.
But he was a common man.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. I love that about him.
Yeah. He was a pistol now. Yeah. He would tell somebody to get fucked in a heartbeat.
He bore fighting hearts.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. He was real.
Yeah.
So.
Be real, people. Be authentic.
Love y'all. Hope you listen to the end of this.
Oh, my God.
And we have special guests next week. So yes, we'll be just we two of us old farts bitching and moaning. So
have a great freaking week. We love you. Hope we see you soon.
Bye.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode of In the Weeds, and we hope you didn't have to pick too much pucker brush off your cloak after visiting with us here. If you liked the episode, please follow, subscribe, and share. And if you're really kind, leave a positive review. Be sure to tune in next week as we publish a new episode weekly. If you're in the area, stop by the store and see us. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.